speech.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching now number 3 of the live Saturday edition. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Even though it's Labor Day weekend, many radio shows decide, it's close to a holiday, let's not do any work. We're here. We're actually in the studio. And we want to hear from you about whatever's on your mind. Again, 800-259-9231. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. Still to come, the email from a listener about her experience. I think it's a her. Her experience calling 911. But first, we got to go to the phones because this is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Chris in New Hampshire. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, good evening, guys.
Good evening,
how are you?
Sir.
Great.
What's on
your
mind?
I have a big announcement that I wanted to let you guys be the first to know about.
This is a world exclusive right here on Free Talk Live. What is it?
So the 2008 Free State Project Liberty Forum will be held January 3rd through 6th.
Well, that's right about the time of the primaries here in New Hampshire.
Absolutely. We're trying to maximize it so that we could be right before the primaries.
Excellent.
That's very cool. Now, this is the second annual Liberty Forum. We, of course, had the opportunity to attend and broadcast live from the first Liberty Forum, which was earlier this year.
It was a blast.
It was a tremendous success. It was the first time the Free State Project had ever put on a convention-style sort of an event. The Free State Project's been doing Pork Fest for a long time, which is more of a low-key, people go out to a campground and they just hang out for a week, and there's cool things going on, a lot of fun. But, you know, so it's more of like a campy style, unprofessional atmosphere, if you will, compared to the Liberty Forum, which is not really suit and tie or anything, but
there were people in suit and ties.
Yeah, it's certainly more of a convention style atmosphere. People meeting in a hotel, lots of speakers, panels. John Stossel was there last year. I mean, that was huge.
Tell us some of the speakers that are going to be there.
Yeah, give us some reasons to go and register now that registration is open.
Registration is officially open as of 1 hour ago.
Ooh.
World exclusive, Mark.
So what are the tickets going to cost?
Right now, the tickets are going to be $219,
okay.
And that would include three and a half days of events,
and
as well
meals.
As both dinners.
Excellent.
Is this longer this time? I remember it was a weekend last time. Is this an extra day, or is it a little expanded, or am I just remembering incorrectly?
No, you're right. What happened is we noticed a lot of people came in early last year. The official Liberty Forum started on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But so many people came in Thursday to go on a state house tour.
Mm.
So what we're going to do is kind of expand that, and we're going to have a little gun shoot, some shoot 'em up on Thursday morning, and then on Thursday afternoon we're going to have another state house tour where free staters invade the state house.
Now on this, I know that the Free State Project had something to do with a machine gun shoot at one of the local firing ranges. Is anybody going to do one of those?
I don't know if it's going to be an official machine gun shoot per se, but there will be lots of people, you know, learning about guns. We're going to have gun safety classes probably. We're going to just take some people to the range and let them shoot it up.
Excellent.
Very cool. Now, it's actually happening this time in Nashua, New Hampshire, whereas last year, or this year rather, it was in Concord. So it's going to be a bit of a trip to the state house this time out, but nonetheless, give you an excuse to see some of the state. And Nashua is known for, like, being the tech hub of New Hampshire, right? There's heavy IT industry down there, as I understand
Correct.
It.
Heavy IT, there's lots of hotels, and we picked this hotel in Nashua. A lot of people say, why is Nashua? You know, a lot of people call Nashua Massachusetts North.
Mm.
But we picked Nashua. A lot of the people at last year's convention, we beat all of our expectations. We had to get to a bigger hotel that had more convention space, more hotel rooms.
It was cramped last year, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it was. You couldn't walk in the hallway even by the Free Talk Live booth. It was jam-packed.
Yeah, well, there was a huge crowd out there every time we were broadcasting. It was amazing.
And
so it was a lot of fun.
We think we have a great location for you guys to set up this year.
Good. Tell me about those speakers.
So right now, we have some speakers who I can't announce because they're finalizing the schedule. But
sure,
right now, we have Sharon Harris from the Advocates of Self-Government.
Excellent.
Who couldn't make it last year due to, or this year, because of family emergency or something like that. And so that'll be great to have Sharon there. We've had her on the show in the past. The Advocates for Self-Government, a wonderful organization dedicated to helping liberty-minded people spread the message of liberty and do it effectively, communicate better, and not get into arguments and learn how to persuade people. Sharon Harris's organization is fantastic. So that's she's great. Who else?
And she's looking forward to be here. We have a repeat speaker, Jim Babka from Downsize DC.
We love Jim.
Yeah, Jim's great.
And he's on our show all the time.
And he's on fire. He can't wait to get here.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
He's on fire all the time. I think he's just like that. So who else?
Bob Schultz, the chairman of the We the People Foundation.
Now they're the ones that are doing the income tax. They're withholding their income taxes from the government until the government makes some explanations about income tax law, the Iraq War, 9/11 questions.
Answers questions that the government has up until this point refused to answer, and so the We the People Foundation has said, you know what, we're not paying you any taxes until you answer these questions, and in fact, they filed a lawsuit to have the government, for the very first time ever, the Supreme Court will be ruling on the meaning of the petition clause of the First Amendment. They've never been asked to rule on this.
Right.
What does it say, Mark?
The First Amendment's kind of funny. Everybody's heard about the right to no law respecting the establishment of religion or prohibiting free speech or abridging the freedom of speech or the press or the right of the people to assemble.
But then,
what about to petition the government for redress of grievance? How do you petition the United States government for a redress of grievance? That's never even been outlined. The We the People Foundation have redressed, petitioned the government for a redress of grievance, and they've got no answer at all. The government says, screw you, we're not answering you.
Right. So far, the government has told We the People that you have the right to petition, but we don't have to answer you. And so they're appealing that. It's going up to the Supreme Court, and Bob Schultz, the head of We the People, is going to be speaking at the 2008 Liberty Forum.
For more information on them, go to givemeliberty.org.
That's right. In fact, I'm looking here at your list. You've actually got a list of some of the speakers, including Bernard von Nothaus from the Liberty Dollar.
We like him too.
We got to meet at Pork Fest. And also, what are some of the besides the machine gun shoot? What are some of the other events you guys might have scheduled? I see the schedule of events has not yet been posted. Can you give us a little taste test? Some of the things you've got in the hopper.
Some of you may know that there's a Free Stater who opened a bar.
Yes,
in New Hampshire. We may make a road trip for some after-hours activity there.
I'll bet you will.
That is great. I've been to Mark and I went there recently. It's called Murphy's Tap Room in Manchester, New Hampshire.
Very nice.
And I was really impressed with that place. Fantastic. Anything else you are at liberty to share with us, Chris?
There's one big speaker that I'm sure everyone might have a guess at who it is, but we can't, until the primary dates are set, we really can't.
Is there any chance that the speaker might be participating in the primaries?
There's a very good chance he will be.
Is there a chance that he was also at the last Liberty Forum?
I believe he was, yes.
That would be a really great speaker to hear about.
This is going to be something you're going to want to grab your tickets for. How many people can this handle this time out? I mean, what was like 300 plus people attended last time? What are you planning for this time, Chris?
We're planning for between 400 and 500 people at this event. We can actually have up to 500 people at dinner if we squeeze them and pack them in.
Yeah. Wow.
Okay, so you're increasing the amount of tickets available. There's more space at this hotel. But you guys sold out this year, as I understand it. I mean, it was packed. I don't think you could have possibly fit anyone else in this year. So if you're going to hold out to the last minute to get tickets, that may be a mistake. You're going to want to get registered early, and there are reasons to get registered early because eventually the price is going to go up. I don't see a date here as far as when the price is going up, but it's starting at $219 for the entire weekend, so you might want to get in and get registered.
Right. This last event, there were plenty of people that did not get to see John Stossel speak, and by the sounds of it, the next big speaker could be even more exciting than John Stossel.
Maybe, especially if it's Penn Jillette. Are you working on him? Has anybody called Penn Jillette?
We have called Penn Jillette. We're trying to work on getting him out. One thing, some people are, it is the holiday season, and some people are balking at that.
Because it's January the 3rd?
Correct.
Gotcha.
Very good. Hey, dude, awesome. Thank you for the exclusive
right.
announcement. We're really excited, of course, hoping we're going to be involved again this year. I'm sure we will be.
Absolutely.
And Chris, that's Chris Lawless. He's the organizer of the Free State Project's Liberty Forum. More information will be posted online at freestateproject.org, and we're coming back with more Free Talk Live here in moments.
I really hope that Pendulette comes. I hope he brings Moxie Crime Fighter with him.
More on the more on the way. This is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now, for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies per day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. It, you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Dwayne Reed, Philo, and Rite Aid.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the last Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on our site, we give them away. So enjoy those on us. And those features include the wiki, over 1,400 pages created by listeners just like you. You go to wiki.freetalklive.com and get interactive. It's for free, of course. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters created by top attorneys. LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents like your will or a living trust, or even a limited liability company or setting up a corporation. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
Continuing with the phone calls. Show about your calls. Let's go to Cliff in Idaho. Cliff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello.
How you doing there? First thing I want to say is go, Ron Paul, go.
Excellent.
He is going. There's no doubt about it.
I belong to the Media Club here, you know, for Idaho Falls and Rigby, and we're getting everything together, and we're going to try to go up on the 1st to, you know, the fair there in Blackfoot and pass out flyers and all that stuff. We're trying to get it set up now.
I am constantly just amazed at the self-starters that have attached themselves to the Ron Paul campaign. You did not get orders from the Ron Paul, campaign headquarters to do this, did you?
No, I sure didn't.
You know, that's the thing about Ron Paul supporters is they're out there campaigning for Ron Paul, and nobody's giving them any orders at all. They're paying their own money for signs. They're buying their own T-shirts. They're paying for bumper stickers. The people that support Ron Paul, nobody can tell what Ron Paul has as far as funding, campaign funding, because all
diffuse.
Of his supporters, right, his supporters are paying for their own stuff.
Yeah.
No,
exactly,
man, Romney
right.
Isn't doing that crap.
Not only that, Ron Paul's getting a lot of his money that he's making up there. You know, he's giving it back, too.
How so?
I'm talking about some of the money he gets, you know, allowed and everything else for his position there. He turns some of it back in every year too.
Oh yeah, he doesn't. He doesn't take the Senate pension or whatever that.
He doesn't vote for the raises either.
Yeah, he votes against every raise, and
he doesn't
the
use
House
their
pension.
He doesn't use their medical plan, as I understand it, as well.
Nope.
Right. One thing I wanted to express though is, you know, you guys are real good, and you know, I've heard a lot of good stuff on your programs.
Thank you, Cliff.
But I think that, you know, we need to watch our back door a little bit more because I've talked to Dr. Corsi, you know, and Joanne Wood, you know, here in Idaho Falls, in Boise. She's a state representative for the Transportation Department, and it blew her mind the information I sent her on the SPP.
And the Security and Prosperity Partnership, the allegation is that they're America and Canada and Mexico are gearing up for a North American Union.
Yes, they are. And not only that, Dr. Corsi just came out, and he's been on two programs. I've heard him since I talked to him live when he's in Canada, saying that, you know, if we have a natural or disaster or whatever, like the bird flu or some kind of influenza,
mm-hmm.
that they have signed the deal where the UN comes in with the blue hats.
Blue cats? Oh, hats.
Blue hats.
Well, maybe so. I know. I mean, how many Americans
don't think
are going to stand for
right,
that?
I don't
though.
Think that the UN belongs in the United States handling disasters. I think the United States can handle its own disasters.
Yes, they can.
And now, I'm not exactly sure whether it makes any sense or not, whether there will be some giant, mega nation called the American Coalition or whatever it is, but I can tell you, if there is, I'm against it.
I'm not only against it, and I'll fight to my death over that. But something I wanted to express was this, is that off the coast of Texas, China has the biggest, you know, cranes in the world and the shipping containers and all that right off the coast of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're going to start bringing all these containers and stuff, you know, coming up through Texas, through the Texas corridor and all that,
mm-hmm.
with these illegal immigrants, which haven't been checked health-wise, you know, or driver's license-wise, and they don't even check the containers. Now, supposing they came in here, you know, because most of your Asian flu and stuff like that and bird flu, you know, come from China and places overseas. But you're forgetting one thing. I do know, and personally, that the president of Taiwan was just up in Alaska with a crew, you know, and they're supposed to be, remember the Spanish flu?
The Spanish flu was, sorry, that circled in, what was it? I'm sorry,
1918.
Yeah, it was early 20th century, I couldn't tell
you. It killed 675,000 people right here in the United States.
It did.
And millions all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing about it is that if they could spread that, I mean, there's no cure, really, for the bird flu, either.
Who's they? I mean, are you suggesting that someone will be attempting to spread a flu on purpose, or that it'll just be...
Yes, I do, because a lot of these labs and stuff, you know, and I've got some people, you know, that got contact with Intel, the CIA, and all that, and they're saying about this couple labs and stuff, you know, they've had problems with, may just ship it through here or put it in some kind of container, and, you know, because the day
who,
the world...
Wait, who is they, though? Who are you suggesting will do something like that?
I'm saying that it might possibly be this United States government doing it because of the other stuff they've done.
To give them an excuse to impose martial law and quarantines and that sort of thing?
That's exactly right.
Cliff, thanks. Thank you for the call, and we appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. You know, it's interesting allegations. As far as his concern about, you know, Mexican truck drivers coming up here with loads that haven't been checked, look, the government is not going to keep you safe from influenza.
Right,
the government is not going to be able to check all of the products that come into the country.
Even if we had a wide open, you know, even if we had the border, you know, shut down and only let tourists in, if some kind of avian flu breaks out, which likely the Spanish flu from 1918 was an avian strain, is from what I heard on NPR. Even if an avian flu breaks out somewhere in the world, people travel. Look, AIDS spread all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
The flu is even more virulent and spreads much more quickly.
Yeah, I don't trust the government.
You can't keep out these kind of things.
I don't trust the government to keep me safe from disease. In fact, I think Cliff is probably onto something when he suggests that if a disease comes to America, it's more likely to be the government supplying it.
I'd be more
likely to believe that than them. I mean, they certainly aren't going to keep us safe.
I don't believe it for a second.
Don't look to them to keep you healthy. Just look at the people after Katrina that were waiting for the government to provide them with the most basic services of food and water.
Right. I don't think the government's any good at keeping people healthy,
right,
or you know, protecting people from disasters. I don't think for a second that the government's going to try to make us all sick with some kind of disease.
Nor do I want the government inspecting all of all incoming freight into America. You want to talk about delays? You want to talk about an impression on the marketplace as far as making it more difficult to get products to market?
The produce will all spoil before they ever get a chance to go through it all. These are bureaucrats we're talking about. They're not motivated in any way, shape, perform. If your boatload of bananas goes bad sitting there waiting for some inspector to come through, too bad. The government doesn't lose anything, and your bananas are rotted and you're out of business.
Right.
Too
we'll
bad.
Lose. The consumers lose.
The importers and exporters lose. We'll likely pay five times what we do currently for produce.
I'm not concerned about the scare tactics of, oh no, influenza, we need to shut down the ports, we need to inspect every single box that comes through here.
I don't think the caller was suggesting that.
That is just calling for, well, he might have might not have suggested it, but he was sort of beating around the bush. And there are people that want that. There are people that want incredibly detailed inspections of incoming packages. Please, no. Just let people do business. And if something breaks out, let the marketplace handle it. Let people who get paid to help us stay healthy handle
it. The government screws up everything it touches.
Yeah. Please don't look to the state to keep you safe. Please. 800-259-9231. If you do, well, good luck. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN news bulletin. Honeybees are now mysteriously vanishing at an astonishing pace across the entire country. Why is this urgent message about honeybees so desperately important? The answer is easy. You see, honeybees produce a unique compound, fed only to the queen, that makes her live 6 times longer than other bees in the hive. Some researchers now believe the compound may have miraculous effects on humans as well. The compound is called Royal Jelly, and is now available in an all-new, ultra-purified form called Jellicene Gold. The product has been designed for purity conscious Americans who are concerned about contaminated royal jelly entering the U.S. from Asia. Solutions from Science is the only company authorized to sell Jellicene Gold in the U.S. They believe it to be the purest, most potent, and safest form of royal jelly in the world. GCN listeners can now purchase this product wholesale on the Solutions website without paying anything today. Visit the Safer Jelly website right now. That's SaferJelly.com. SaferJelly.com. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our site are totally free, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who taking the time to send us their validated photo and prove they listen to the show. See what I mean by heading over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com. Going right back into the phone calls to Larry in Canada. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. Larry in Canada, going once. Larry in Canada. Hello, Larry.
How are you?
What's on your mind?
I had a quick question about the police state that's going to go down here pretty soon.
Okay, I think it's already going down, but yes, sir, your question?
You're right about that. I'm just wondering, I know there's a whole bunch of stuff going down with the economy and whatnot. I'm just wondering, when the globalists decide to go for the police state in the total oppression of the people, are they going to do it simultaneously because of the North American Union? And
look, I don't know about all this globalist conspiracy, the NWO and all that stuff. I don't know if that stuff even exists. What I do know is that the police have been militarizing themselves more and more over time, and the police are enforcing bad laws without questioning their orders, that the police have been harassing marijuana smokers, blacks, Hispanics, long hairs for their
confiscating weapons, enforcing unconstitutional laws.
Look, if you can say sit there and worry all you want about the evil people and their secret meetings and if they're going to do things simultaneously or not. I don't think that's really the issue. The issue is
it's happening now.
Really happening. And what's really happening is the police are ramping up their violence. They're attacking nonviolent protesters. We just saw news, you know, from your very own Canada at the recent protest outside of the SPP conference where the police were found to be using agent provocateur. They had people in bandanas getting ready, trying to encourage the protesters to become a violent protest, which, of course, the protesters refused to do. And we've seen these tactics over and over again from the cops. They continue to escalate. The laws continue to get more oppressive. There's not going to be one defining moment, I don't think. I think you're just going to see continued escalation, continued police tactics, and continued American and Canadian and the rest of the world acceptance of it. Most people just sit back. Most of the respectables, for instance, just sit back and they say, well, I don't care if they raid the wrong person's home. I live in the right neighborhood, so I won't ever get caught up in it. I don't think there's going to be one defining moment.
Right. I think if there was a defining moment, there'd be an opportunity to revolt. What, in fact, seems to be happening is it's like the frog in boiling water where the temperature just goes up very, very slowly until the frog's cooked. The frog never even notices the temperature just creeping up slowly until it's boiled to death.
If the founding fathers had any idea what was going on today, they would be shocked that Americans are putting up with it. If the founding fathers knew that there were armed police SWAT team raids happening 40,000 times a year in America, they would be completely fed up. They would be revolting. They would be fighting back. That's not happening in America today because of the frog in hot water theory, and so I think that's your answer. It's happening now. It's increasing now. It will continue to increase as the laws continue to be more restrictive, as the police continue to enforce laws blindly. Thank you for the call, Larry. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I wish it weren't like this. I wish it would turn in the other direction, but we're going down a very, very scary path in this country. Some could make the argument, and I might be one of the people to make this argument, that we already live in a police state. If you're respectable, then you don't think you live in a police state because, well, they're not messing with you. They're messing with the people driving the beat-up cars. They're messing with the blacks and the Hispanics. They're messing with the long hairs. They're messing with the pot smokers. They're messing with the protesters. They're messing with the anti-war crowd. They're infiltrating peace activist groups on the allegation that they believe they could be terrorists.
The Quakers, for
right.
God's sake. They're invading they're infiltrating the Quakers.
They're messing with people who have the gall to have cameras on their own property. Right here in New Hampshire, one of the freest states in America, there is a law that says that you cannot record the police when they're on your own property. Without their permission. So there was a man that had a security system that he had set up in his home. His name is Michael Gannon. And the reason he'd set the security system up was because there was some, you know, minor crimes. His dumpster was vandalized or something like that, and he wanted to make sure he could keep his property safe. Well, the police ended up coming over there to investigate his son for whatever his son was alleged to have been doing. And, of course, while they were on his property, they were being recorded by the security system. He ended up bringing the security tape to the police to show them the behavior of the cops. The cops had acted out. The cops were being very officious and being jerks and rude and, you know, busting in his door and, you know, putting their foot in his door so he couldn't stop the conversation with them and so on. They were being very rude. And so he went to file a complaint about the police. He thought that this was the right thing to do. He thought that filing a complaint against bad cops was what you're supposed to do. But the cops instead arrested him and charged him with a felony count of wiretapping for recording the police on his own property.
Right.
What country do we live in?
This is an average guy, a middle class individual. You know, he had a motorhome at his house. I mean,
right.
You know,
he's
likely
a landlord.
Yeah. He's got some money. This isn't just your you know, scumball. What do you do when cops are invading your home illegally?
Yeah.
You can't shoot them like you shoot a burglar.
Right.
If you shoot a cop, my God, all hell's going to break loose. You cannot defend yourself from these people.
And
that's not America.
And the cops have the attitude of, well, it's okay for us to record you, but it's not okay for you to record us.
Right. Which you know, the fact is, cops hate cameras. They hate being held accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not every cop is that way, but enough of them are that it's very, very scary.
Right. And if you've got a camera and there's a cop around and you're in public, usually the cops will ask you not to record them. And when I personally am not brave enough yet to continue to record a cop when he requests that I not record him, because I don't know if I'm dealing with a rogue cop. I don't know if I'm dealing with a cop who's going to arrest me at that point on a disorderly conduct charge.
Bash your teeth in against the side of the car while they're pushing you in.
Beat me up, break my camera, or just confiscate my camera and pretend like I never had it. Hey, we've got ourselves a new DV cam. Congratulations. I mean, there are so many stories. We talked about the DEA earlier this week confiscating $24,000 from a truck driver, his life's savings, on the allegation that he got it from a drug deal. I mean, they had no proof. They can just take your money. If you get pulled over and you've got cash, the cops will just take your money.
It certainly happens.
And you should feel good they don't take your car while they're at it, because they could do that too if they wanted to. And all they have to do is accuse you of things. They don't have to actually prove
anything. Right, the forfeiture laws are not based on convictions. They're based on accusations, and that is wrong.
We can go story after story after story police state is on the rise.
And, you know, people will call in and say, oh, you guys hate the police. I don't hate the police. Look, all I want them to do is act right and act constitutionally. What I hate is a police officer that, enforces laws that are unconstitutional.
Right.
If that means you have to quit your job, well, you know, it's tough. I know it's tough. I get it. People want to be police officers. They want to help people. I understand why people get into the business of being a police officer. But
you're not helping people by putting them in jail cells for smoking joints or drinking underage or whatever else it is that people get arrested for, these innocuous consensual crimes, prostitution, gambling. I mean, can you believe that in the so-called land of the free, we have police running stings on people that are playing Texas Hold'em with their friends? That we have SWAT teams raiding the offices of ophthalmologists who are running office pools because it's illicit gambling? And then shooting the owner of shooting the owner of the business.
Some
Can you believe this?
Disgusting SWAT member with an MP5 in his hand, standing there with a mask over his face, shoots an ophthalmologist in the back of the head while he's in America, in Virginia,
and then,
while he's handcuffed behind his back. Does that sound like America?
And then the rest of the cops run cover for him. So it's not like these are bad cops being strung up by the departments, and the departments are backing away saying, we don't want anything to do with this guy.
Right.
No,
every single time a rogue cop does something like this, the departments back him up.
Yep. They cover it up. They back him up. They say, oh, he was operating by the book. This is by procedure. No problem. Oh, it doesn't matter if he smashed your son's head in. It's okay.
Sorry if your dog's dead, too.
Yep. Oh, yeah, they love shooting dogs. We didn't even talk. I mean, there's so much we can talk about.
There was
it
a noise, a news story a couple of weeks ago. They shot a cat.
Oh, my God.
Why would you shoot a cat?
More on the way. You can take control of the airwaves, even in these remaining moments. This is Free Talk Live.
Many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Do you believe in liberty? Are you an activist or organization that wants to spread the message of freedom to others? Now introducing the Liberty Card. It's the perfect resource for anyone new to the message of liberty. It features a full-spectrum political quiz and over a dozen pro-liberty websites, including Free Talk Live, Downsize DC, and others. Every defender of freedom must have this card. Free Talk Live listeners receive free shipping. For more information, visit libertycard.org.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. This technology is backed by hundreds of thousands of dollars of testing that the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. SFR, the leader in fuel products, has obtained this technology, and we are so convinced you'll notice the savings that we will give you, the loyal GCN listener, a bottle for free. SFR is not an injector cleaner or typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. Just pay a minimal shipping and handling charge. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll even refund the shipping charge. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-USE-SFR1. That's 1-888-873-7371. Today!
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program then helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Did you know that we ingest toxins and harsh chemicals every day from the foods and alcohol we consume, the water we drink, and the OTCs and prescription medications we take? Thankfully, our liver neutralizes the effects of these toxins and eliminates them from our bodies before they can do too much damage. The fact is, the liver performs over 500 vital functions in the body, from aiding digestion to removing toxins and maintaining good health. So why not give your liver the help it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula, prescribed by more than 200,000 doctors in over 76 countries. It's backed by more than 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula for the liver. So if you want to detoxify and protect the liver, Live 52 is for you. Live 52 delivers a broad range of health benefits for everyone. To order Live 52, visit researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's researchedherbs.com. Call toll-free 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, and this is the live Saturday edition of the program. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. Just enough time for your call if you make it right now. By the way, your mattress was likely manufactured using all kinds of disturbing chemicals. And does this bother you? Well, it bothers some scientists, especially in the case of young children. SavvyRest mattresses are made of 100% natural latex rubber, organic wool, and organic cotton. Try their crib mattresses, too. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. That's SavvyRest.com. As we continue with your phone calls, let's talk to, and by the way, if we don't get to this 911 email that we've been selling all night long, we've just been having too many calls, you know, it is
Free Talk Live.
So hold that, Mark. If we don't get to it, hold it for Monday night. Because
yep.
We will be doing a live Labor Day edition of the show. You tell me how many other radio talk show hosts are going to be in their studios providing you with live content on Labor Day.
Right. If a radio station near you isn't carrying Free Talk Live, you can go to freetalklive.com. You can listen to the live stream from 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern time.
Or grab the podcast later on.
The podcast will likely be up by 11 or 11:30 or 12.
Yeah, exactly right. So put that on hold. We're going to the phones. To Bob in New York. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
How you guys doing?
Great. What's on your mind, Bob?
I've been watching a lot of news lately, and I've been hearing a lot of these weird stories about situations like there was one kid in Texas. He was like, I think he was 16 years old, and he had a certain thing done to him by a – I'm trying to be clean for the radio.
Sure.
Had a certain thing done to him by a – member of the opposite sex.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so he received oral satisfaction from a member of the opposite sex. Is that what you're saying?
Thank you. Yes.
Okay.
And he ended up getting arrested because he was 16, she was 15. It was videotaped and put online, and he got arrested.
I've heard about this story, right?
Yeah.
Well, there was a story from Georgia. You said this is in Texas.
Yeah, he did say Texas.
Oh yeah. I'm sorry, Georgia. It's Georgia. Yeah.
Yes. But, yes. We've talked about that story, and it's outrageous. How do you feel?
Well, I I think it's stupid because the whole statutory rape law, I think, is just it's just a redundant law. Because if you think about it, it's just put there for, like, obviously if somebody has sex with, like, a five-year-old person, you know, that's rape. It's not,
absolutely.
If that's a rape, it's rape. It's just redundancy, and it's in that law hurts more people than it helps.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely true. You know, there was a case in Utah, I think it was where a 13-year-old girl and a 12-year-old boy had sex. They charged them both with statutory rape. Can you believe that?
Right, they were both victims and perpetrators at the same time.
Crazy.
It is insane. And in fact, if somebody is indeed molesting a five-year-old, there are other crimes that person will be charged with besides just statutory rape. There are other crimes on the book that will cover that. 90+% of the people that are charged with statutory rape are, you know, the 18-year-old guy having sex with his 16-year-old girlfriend or something similar to that, a 21-year-old having sex with a 17-year-old, that sort of thing. And the idea that people's lives need to be ruined over this is outrageous, because that's what's happening. Their lives are being ruined. They're being branded as sex offenders. They have to register with the government everywhere they go, and they're being lumped in with child molesters. The government treats them exactly the same as a child molester, and I'm sorry, 17, 16, 15-year-old teenagers are not children. They're not children. They're teens. They're young adults, and they can make these decisions.
Well, what really bothers me is that 15-year-old he goes to jail for that, Well, they say like if someone who's 15 can't make their own decisions when it comes to sex, but then if a 15-year-old kills someone, they want to just throw the book at him and throw him in jail for life because he should have known better. You can't have it both ways. You can't be like, oh, he knows like he shouldn't kill someone. But then again, that someone else—it just isn't.
But he's not old enough to know whether or not he can have sex.
Exactly, it's stupid. And then, like you said before, it can ruin their life. They're going to have to go when they get out of jail. They're going to have to go all over the neighborhood and tell everyone they're a sex offender. And people are dumb enough to think like they lump those people like together. So they're going to instantly think, oh, that guy, he touched kids.
There's been violence because of these sex offenders registry. There's been, all kinds of harassment due to them. And some of these people are just like you're saying, you know, was 18 having sex with a 16-year-old girl?
Sure.
Was 16 having sex with a 15-year-old girl? I'm sorry, that's just not a sex offender in my book.
And I can tell you that I've seen some teenage girls around here in where we live here in Keene, New Hampshire, and you can't tell. You can't tell how old these girls are, and so many of them have fake IDs because we have all these stupid liquor laws that prevent young people from getting access to alcohol. Of course, they're going to go and get it anyway, but a lot of them, they'll go and buy fake IDs for themselves. What are you supposed to do as a man? As a younger man who, and if luckily this doesn't affect me because I have a girlfriend and I'm very satisfied with that, but there are a lot of guys out there that'll go and meet a girl, maybe at a club or at a party or something like that. Are you supposed to ask her for her identification before you engage in any sort of heavy petting? And if so, are you supposed to, you know, take a class on how to identify a fake ID versus a real ID? I mean, what do they expect a guy to do? Maybe you should just be abstinent, huh? Maybe that's what they want. You just not have sex at all. Don't touch anybody.
That's just not going to happen.
Right. I mean, it's just absurd.
We don't need to lock our young people up for having sex. I mean, it's nuts.
Bob, any final thoughts?
Well, just the fact that list thing that, you know, the sex offender thing, I think that's the dumbest thing ever made. It's just made because parents are way oversensitive and they want some sort of way to track these people. But in reality, what they should do is make these laws as far as for touching kids and stuff, make them way more stronger than what they are. I had a friend of mine years ago, he got busted with, like, some pot and stuff. Like, I mean, a moderate amount. More than what a person should have, but yet not, like, Tony Montana type thing.
Okay.
But he got $5,000 bail, and he had to stay within the county, where that same weekend, a janitor at a local high school was grabbing 14-year-olds, and he got released on his own personal recognizance.
Crazy.
Amazing. Which one's worse? They're tough on drugs, but then when someone's doing, and when someone's touching kids, they wonder why they do it again, because they get out like that.
Right.
Bob,
thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Having been in prison, I can tell you how some of these things go. These prosecutors, they do not wish to actually pursue these cases. We should not allow a sex offender to be pleading out to a lesser crime. And our if we're going to do this sex offender registry, it should only be people who are charged with sexual battery, the big one, rape, and people who are charged with lewd and lascivious acts on a minor under 12. And those laws shouldn't apply to somebody who's under the age of 18 or whatever. If it's a reasonable amount of time, for instance, when I was 16, I did have sex with a 15-year-old. She was my girlfriend.
Oh my goodness!
I'm sorry. Should I have gone to prison for 10 years for that? No. The fact is these prosecutors are lazy. They don't want to do the work.
Yeah.
And they are harming the American people in the process.
Sure, and most young people are pushovers. You know, they're going to take the plea bargain.
Right.
They're not going to stand up and fight. They're not going to fight for their freedom.
And no sex offenders better off when they walk out of prison. I'm sorry there hasn't been any kind of rehabilitation. Now, maybe they've done something for themselves while they've been in there. They've found Jesus, or they've figured out the error of their ways, or they've managed to go to some psychological counseling, although most prisons don't offer things like that. Maybe they've changed themselves, but they haven't gotten any real counseling in prison, I can assure you.
Can we just face facts here, and that is that teenagers are horny. They're going to want to touch one another. They're going to want to stick body parts with other body parts and have sex.
I'm not saying we should condone it, but we shouldn't be putting anybody in prison for it.
It's not stopping them. Putting them in prison has not stopped them from drinking. It has not stopped them from doing drugs. And it's not going to stop them from having sex. But it will ruin their lives when they do get put in prison. Is that what we want for our kids? Let's talk to Eric in Michigan. Eric, only moments remain, but just enough time for you. What's up?
Howdy, guys.
Hey there.
Are you both familiar with the Professor Noam Chomsky?
Yes. He's a socialist. Yes.
Yeah. Also an anarchist, oddly enough.
I don't think you can be a socialist and an anarchist.
Anarcho-syndicalist. I can't explain it. Not in the remaining time, anyhow.
Neither can he. Okay. You cannot believe in socialism. You cannot believe in
forced redistribution of
wealth. You can't believe that everybody is going to adhere to a system and at the same time believe in no system.
But beyond that, what's your point?
I think it's anarchy and then you go to democracy with socialism. Anyhow, I used to have a lot of respect for the guy, and I've had correspondence with him over the past couple of years, writing him emails.
He sure is bright.
15 minutes, you know, really nice guy. And I really respected him until I read his position on the Second Amendment. And I lost a lot of respect for the guy because he says, taken literally, the Second Amendment says no citizen can own a gun.
Because it should only be in the hands of militia?
Exactly.
And it doesn't say anything like that. Can I read the Second Amendment to you real quick?
Yeah.
It says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What part of the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed?
You know what?
Militia is citizen-based. It's not government-based.
I got my AK upstairs, and if Noam wants to come and try and take it from me, we'll see what happens. Except he won't do that. He's going to hire goons to do it. Hey, dude, we're short on time, but thank you for the call. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
What do you think would happen if old Noam went around and tried to confiscate guns? We'll see you Monday night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Happy Labor Day.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.